Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Fuck it, we ball.
Fuck it, we ball. All right. Well, after a little semi-planned, semi-not-planned two-week hiatus, here the fuck we are. What the fuck is up, Denny's?
What the up is fuck, Denny's?
On our last session, big reminders for everybody, because, again, two-week hiatus, the party wrapped up the situation in the House of Ash. Their investigations led them to the bottom of that little conundrum to discover that Ash is none other than one of the princes of hell himself, Asmodeus, the prince of lust and debauchery, basically. And that is basically what they found in there. People who did not entirely seem to be acting of their own free will, at least not anymore, engaging in all sorts of incredible debauchery. The party did a pretty phenomenal job of not getting caught up in too many of the potential traps that they could have gotten themselves caught in. Tiernan and Olathe narrowly avoided an awkward situation because of that. And Chase voluntarily jumped headfirst into one of those.
He discovered that people taste good.
People taste good. Yeah, he voluntarily ate some people meat.
This will come back around.
He will definitely never regret eating some people meat.
Gonna do it again.
Jesse, for her part, successfully avoided eating people meat because she was definitely right on the edge there. And after some additional conversation with Asmodeus, the party very tactfully and carefully made their retreat, and he did not make any effort to stop them, which is interesting. Upon returning to their skyship, the party looked back to realize that the mansion, the grounds, the guards, everything that was there is now gone. It vanished into thin air, leaving no trace that it had ever been there at all. So, at the end of the session, it sounded like the intent was to make the party's way back to the Changeling Kingdom and let the Queen know just what had happened, because that was, in fact, the reason they went there to begin with.
We dealt with your fuck shit.
A little bit of reconnaissance on behalf of the Frost Sovereign. And there were not too much of concrete plans after that. So, I am more or less going to executive order y'all skipped forward to flying ship arrives at Changeling Kingdom, unless y'all had any very particular plans to do something different.
I think that was our next making sure the girls didn't have to go, but
I was going to bring it up if you hadn't. I'm glad you did. 2 weeks ago, it sounded like Jessica and Astoria were going to be pretty anti going back to the kingdom anyway.
Yeah. I mean, usually.
But it sounded like the rest of the party was cool with going there.
Okay. I think it was just the two of us who were talking about actually going in.
Was it? You're probably right.
I think so, because I don't think that I think Jesse had decided she had had enough of a night already. I don't know what Tiernan decided which way he wanted to go.
I think Tiernan was wanting to get access to that library, and we needed to go back for that one way or another anyway.
I think he also needed to pick up his armor too, right?
I think I already had that, but okay. I was just going to go vibe with dragons regardless.
Understandable, frankly.
Mood.
I mean, dragons didn't come with a bitch queen.
Everyone is welcome, of course. Just I was trying to remember. I knew it was more than just the two girls had decided to stay out.
Although yeah, Jessica's not good with words. And
2 weeks, yeah.
Really likes going home, so
maybe doesn't want the queen playing in her head, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a genius, but I can do some easy math.
Astoria is going to let Olathe know if they need any more information about it. Feel free to, like, call, but, like, rather not be with the queen.
I mean, Olathe is going to give them, yeah, we just dealt with the Prince of Hell for you. And at least got him out of your backyard. That, you know, if the queen decides she's going head looking, well, doesn't mean she needs to know everything that's in Astoria's book, because frankly, I don't want her more interested in that.
Yeah, I've heard worse thought processes. I've heard worse thought processes in this room.
Oh, hey!
You heard worse processes from the person talking.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
I will say, the amount that we actually contributed to the demon leaving is questionable at best.
We went in and he left after we left. That's factual.
That's factual. Yeah.
Like,
it's just
it is
a question
factual.
Of how far you want to lean into the hey, we did this thing for you.
I mean, the hey, we lean, like, we just want to keep the same fucking deal that we have with your husband's spouse. Other half of this seasonal change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not asking for our own personal dragon or anything yet.
We're making one of those. It's fine.
Yeah, life magic's gonna be a bitch on that one.
Life magic is for cowards. We're gonna make a cold iron dragon. Come on now.
Look, we'll
send a message
dragons,
about
okay?
it. Yeah, we're gonna send a message about it.
I'm so fucking in. What?
Yeah, that's been Chase's long-term plan for a few months now. Is
build dragon? Yeah,
he's been fairly clear about that. Cars to turn them into a dragon, roughly the size of the other ones.
I like the idea of alternating teeth, like one silver, one cold iron, one.
Back to the old meme about take a club, make it out of cherry wood, stud it with assorted fancy metals, and boom, you have a weapon that works on every supernatural creature in all of mythology, mm-hmm. globally.
What are you talking about? Just do a chainsaw teeth.
Chainsaws don't work here, though.
They have alternating teeth still.
You have a magic dragon, and you can make it move, but you can't make its teeth rotate? Okay.
God, clubs are easier. And I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So, Tiernan, Chase, and Olathe heading back to visit court and basically just say, hey, your problem's resolved. Can you stop being such a raging bitch?
Also, a thing...
Man, I'm glad I don't have that flaw anymore.
A thing to address. Aren't you like mine for?
Yeah.
Just take the memories, put them over there, and then replace yours with us killing a demon.
That only works if the rest of you agree not to come along.
Okay. I'm gonna go talk to the dragon.
And also makes massive assumptions about Chase's ability to outsmart a literal god.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I don't think that that's probably gonna happen, because I don't think Olathe likes the idea of we just send Chase in on his own.
No,
it feels like more planning.
The option's over there.
It is, but
I don't know if we thought about it already. It's been what, half a month?
I don't think. I think that's a new one. I think that is a new suggestion, but also I just don't think it's necessary to lie to them.
No, I say you go and get the bonus points with the.
Hey, we did the thing.
Well, they weren't gonna move if we didn't go in there, probably. Mm-hmm. And then shrug, eyebrows.
Look, doesn't matter how we did it. You wanted the problem gone. It's not your wild hunt, and we dealt with it.
No idea what happened to your friends or your minions.
Oh,
whatever.
We know.
They didn't give us a description of who those minions were, so it's not like we were going to save them anyway.
Yeah.
And honestly, since they didn't give us a description of who those minions are, it doesn't sound like they even cared if they got saved.
Bingo.
I'm going to go as far to guess a chick playing piano might have come from the Fae, though. Rough, buddy.
Human life has no value.
Yeah. That's what you say when you're RTA 5.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's what you say. That's what Chase says.
Yep, the cost of getting higher in magic is slowly losing humanity. All right.
No, that's vampires.
It's definitely both. Okay, so just to clarify,
oh no,
Chase, Olathe, and Tiernan are traveling to the kingdom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Gays and Jesse are not.
Hell no.
We going home, bitch. We not fucking with the queen again.
Okay. Straight up.
Home. But the party.
Hey. We didn't fuck with the queen. It was a different changeling.
So probably, no, you fucked a different changeling. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
It was a different changeling. Let's get that clear.
For what you know.
I assume y'all are just taking a chase door to go back.
Yes, the same one as last time, in fact.
Yep, just pitter-pattering through Moletown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you need picked up before, otherwise I will pick you up at insert time here.
Pitter-patter, tiny gay feet.
Okay.
They're not gay.
Chase has to, you know, close the door behind them so that he can keep the key on him, but
yeah.
Right.
Deuces.
Okay. So, as has become...
Hold on, before we leave, everyone good on quintessence and stuff? Do we need to run the thing
looking
again?
Good. We didn't actually burn up as much as we were expecting, because we mostly just went in and had a nice meal and then left.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
I think we were all expecting to have quite a bit of, I'm going to go ahead and spend 3 quintessence because I need this to work, and that didn't end up happening.
Pretty much, yeah. The
Demon Prince uses Wish again. Huh?
Yeah, Chase had been 17 quintessence and is now 16. Yeah, we're doing good.
To clarify, said it was a 2-week break. Am I knocking off Paradox about that?
No. It was a 2-week IRL break. This is
The morning after we left. Like, we left there and flew back. I think some of us may have slept on the flight. Yeah, if they could without nightmares.
Is it not
at me like that?
Later that day? Did we actually?
We went in at night.
I almost think we like got there to like at the end of last session. You're right.
I know that we had gone there at night, and I don't disagree with we should probably sleep and go there in the morning. I just couldn't remember if we had actually done that. But
you
hadn't regardless,
said as much, but I was kind of assuming that was what you're doing rather than turning up at 11 p.m.
Nah. Shoot for showing up at like 9:30 or 10 the next morning.
I fly in with my GPL speaker.
My time may be off. I thought we arrived at the House of Ash at like 8 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then, just couldn't remember if we had said we were skipping to the next morning last session or not, but I think we're all in agreement that we should be skipping to the next session or the next morning.
Mm-hmm. You guys were not in the House of Ash for that long. Like there were a lot of things going on, so in session you guys were there a long time.
I figured we were in there probably an hour or maybe two.
Yeah, hour and a half, 2 hours at most the time you hit the door to the time that you dipped. So it's
go ahead.
It would have been like
midnight when we walked out.
Yeah, you could have gotten to the kingdom by like 2 a.m. if you really wanted to.
Ew.
Really think that you guys should walk in banging pots and pans and be like, we ain't getting no sleep because of you, you ain't getting no sleep because of us.
I do kind of enjoy the idea of coming back and being, all right, we dealt with your shit, here's your info, now I'm going to bed.
This is why we don't let Astoria do the negotiations.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just mad that you're not going to let Chase do the JBL speaker.
I mean, we won't have this entire aircraft thumping.
Speaking of speaker, I have forgotten to queue up my playlist. Also candles. So I need music.
Yeah, also candles. I lit mine before.
Yeah,
started,
it's been so long.
Yeah, my Olathe candle, I'm pretty sure, is on about its last session.
I am burning a lovely lemongrass candle from a local artist.
I think I need to go to the cities next week.
I can't wait until we make our own candles. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Wow.
I'm eating Fun Dip right now. Not giving a fuck. Anyway.
I'm eating pizza.
There's Fun Dip in the pantry.
Classical reference. Anyway, moving on. So.
Look at you being classic.
Thank you for catching that.
Not giving a fuck.
Not giving a fuck. All right.
God, that's an oldie.
It is, isn't it? So, you guys arrive in the morning, noticing as ever that the town and castle are covered in snow and glistening ice. There's...
Can I interrupt one question?
Fucking Christ, yes.
Did they do nightmare rolls for those who need them?
Not super worried about it right this moment.
Cool.
I can come back to that. Yeah, there are still chunks of ice floating down the Mississippi River. It is still bitterly cold, much more so in the immediate surrounds of the town and city, etc., around the castle than anywhere else. And you pull the ship up to the side of the Dragon Tower, as per usual. On your approach, a dragon basically flies out to meet you, pretty quickly confirms who you are, and escorts you to that location. It is Plum and Sylvine, the purple dragon that you guys met in combat a while back. So at least it's a they're all familiar faces at this point, but Sylvine is pretty explicitly a friendly face. When you disembark from the ship, it promptly detaches from the tower and heads down to park on the river itself at the dock next to the castle, as instructed. And after just long enough to disembark from the boat, get stock of your surroundings, make note of everybody there because all the dragons are gone, Irira appears kind of looks to the three of you. Oh, you're back sooner than expected.
Hmm.
There's like half of you missing. Is everything okay?
We figured we didn't need a full group for this, so they're getting a little more rest.
Okay, good. I was, I was aware of the nature of your mission and was hoping everyone made back.
Damn, I was muted. I immediately said, yeah, they didn't want to come, but I was muted.
See, this is why Aletha needs force.
Cocked by the mute button.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I suppose there should be some sort of good news in the offing if no one's dead. So, the Queen is aware of your presence, and she is waiting for you in the main hall, if you're ready.
Sure. As ready as ever, I suppose.
Excellent. And as per usual, she will lead you down the stairs. And the same as it was the last time she led you down these stairs, they don't do the crazy switchback constantly moving thing. Whether it's Arira herself controlling that, or the castle's just a little less whimsical right now, it's a straight, long, like 10-story stairs all the way down. You arrive into the main hall. It appears that a large communal breakfast type scenario is just coming to an end. The big tables that run down the center of the hall are being cleared away, and the last few changelings and humans that were here are clearing out. As for the queen, she is in her human form, sitting on her big glittery throne at the end of the hall. One leg crossed over the other, fingers kind of like steepled under her chin, just kind of looking in your direction, eyes just a little bit squinted. But the implication is clearly, come on over and talk. Arira kind of stands off to the side, kind of folds her hands in front of her, and just kind of gives you a little sideways head nod of, well, get to it, please.
Peace does so. Confidently, just big old grin, walks right up to the appropriately, he's got several dots in etiquette and knows how far away from the throne you're supposed to stop, and bows.
Who's gonna head up with?
Well, you survived. Wonderful. I trust you didn't come back with no information.
You were already planning to take a look through our heads, weren't you?
A bold assumption to think I haven't already. But I'd like
then
to
you
hear
already
it
know.
From your mouth regardless.
You have had a demon in your backyard. Not the Wild Hunt.
I see. Asmodeus, yes.
That's the one.
She squints a little bit harder, and the temperature in the room drops. You ever stepped into a walk-in freezer, like a big industrial walk-in freezer, and you feel that shift from the outside to the inside where you realize it would really suck to get locked in here? It's that.
Oh, yeah.
Temperature in the room drops through the floor. There's almost visible waves of fury coming off of her.
Please don't shoot the messenger.
Upstart, pretentious cunt. And he's gone now?
Mm-hmm.
That
for now.
Bastard has been hanging around the edges of the Acadian court for 1,000 years. You can literally see ice creeping along the edges of the walls, the floor, just every speck of humidity in the room is coalescing on the stone in ice. Your breath is fogging in front of you. Like, if she is capable of losing control, she's right on that edge. Right on that hairy, hairy edge. And then it stops. Well, you did as you were told. It is noted. Consider your passage within our kingdom under my protection. Should you encounter this Asmodeus again, I trust you'll pass the information along. Yes.
Quick glance over at Olathe. Out of character, is the information just that she doesn't like him?
Sounds or like did I does not miss fucking like him.
Okay. The implication is that she is very familiar with Asmodeus and very much does not like him. There is some kind of backstory here that you guys are not aware of. They are unfriends in the biggest way.
Hold on. Clarify, we're not passing that she doesn't like him along. We're passing along if we see him again.
Yes, if you encounter him again, she intends to be informed.
I like that option way better than the tell him to go fuck himself. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yes.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure, because I was like,
Yeah, I was a little concerned, what are we?
Yes.
I didn't hear a message that I really...
This greater demon, and I want you to tell him to take himself and fuck himself with himself.
Yeah, it was kind of that's exactly how I'm passing here, so I don't want to agree to shit.
She wants information. If you encounter him again, she wants to know when and where.
And
literally, she has it out for that ass.
And our incentive to relay that information is?
A slow crook of one eyebrow.
You've already sent us into one situation that you were reasonably confident was certain death for the privilege of maintaining our standing with your kingdom despite having established that we are already allies. We have been nothing but friends to your people, and your first act was to more or less tell us to go and die in a hole.
Understand, child. Your concerns, all things considered, are but an ant walking across the cosmic loom of time. You are fortunate even to be noticed. As it stands, I have no inclination to withdraw terms of the agreement you achieved with my husband, to include your access to my eyes, your safe passage in my realm, trade with my many artisans. You have done good service. To be aware of the machinations and presence of this demon prince and withhold that information from me would be a most unfriendly act. Surely, you don't think your odds are better comporting with a prince of hell than with us.
Personally, no. But at the risk of being struck down where I stand now, I will suggest that several members of my group have demonstrated direct favor of multiple gods, and they do not all feel the same. Not that they feel inclined to ally with demons, but that, well, we don't necessarily appreciate the snooping in our heads, and again, being told to go die in a hole the first time we met you. So yes, you have my word that if I lay eyes on this demon again, I will do everything within my power to alert your kingdom. But I am asking for any degree of respect. Maybe even just half of what you show to your own subjects, who I believe don't frequently get told to go die in a hole. Is that unreasonable?
Intriguing. You ask that I place equal value on your lives that I place on my children. The expression on her face basically shows that, like, she's genuinely never even considered that before. It's like it's a novel concept. She's
yep.
literally pondering the concept.
Proper Arcadian stuff there.
I will consider this, Chase of Kirkland. For now, you have done well. Congratulations on not dying in a hole. I do have one question for you specifically, Chase.
One that you haven't already answered yourself by looking through my head?
But it's so much more interesting to hear you say it. You knew that you were partaking of your own kind. since you did so anyway.
Correct.
You also knew that in doing so, you were dabbling with powers far beyond your ken. Is it unrestrained curiosity or a death wish?
How aware of human history have you been from Arcadia these last 1,000 years? Surely you've seen that our kind, mages, just like myself, have dragged the very gods from their thrones and clubbed them to death in an alley for the last 1,000 years. Maybe it's arrogance. It's probably foolish. But to be very, very blunt, I did it because I wanted to, and I believed I could get away with it. And I did.
Intriguing. And then for the first time in this entire conversation, she pays attention to the presence of Tiernan and Olathe. Kind of glances at both of you. How do you feel about your friend's transgression? I'm sure you have thoughts on the matter.
My chapter had many old ways where people fell to such things. And sometimes it went well, sometimes it went bad. More often, the latter. But blood magic has been common for centuries. As long as my dear friend here doesn't try to eat me, I think I'll make it through. But I doubt he would like the taste.
It was quite delicious, I'll admit. Big old shit-eating grin from Shade. Or tiny, person-eating grin.
Tiny ghost of a smirk from her. And then she looks at Olathe with one eyebrow raised of the "I'm sure I don't have to repeat the question" kind of expression.
Olathe's probably going to take a deep breath. I'm not happy about it. I'm not keen on it. But I also am not generally the one to try to control people. If it does become a problem, it'll be one I deal with.
Out of character, given some Native, especially Native Americans' beliefs about cannibalism, something goes down. That is just going to be in the end of... At least Olathe attempted to be the end of Chase.
End of one of us, probably.
Well, it's good that there is some voice of temperance to your recklessness, Chase. I don't think my boundless knowledge is necessary to tell you that such acts often have unforeseen consequences.
Probably. Then again, every word we've said in this room could very well have unintended consequences for us. I don't feel as though I have taken any greater risk in dealing with a demon than in dealing with, well, anyone, really. Anyone worth dealing with. I suppose time will tell, but in the meantime, one of our most powerful and most beloved routinely makes a habit of consuming people, bones and all. So, and of course, I'm sure there are many among your court that can say the same.
Yes, I think your marvelous bird would find himself much at home with the red caps.
Face it, everybody eats people. Or at least can be made to eat people. I at least try to do it with a little bit of dignity.
I suppose we'll see if it stays that way. Now, as stimulating as this conversation has been, I'm sure you have other things to do with your time. You may go.
Pleasure perhaps as always.
Pay a visit to Celeste on your way back to your home. She has brought me many interesting tales of late. Perhaps she has one for you.
Thank you for the heads up. We sound pretty thoroughly dismissed, so with that, Chase is going to once again hit her with the deep, courtly bow that, I don't know, I rolled like, what, 8 or 9 successes last time about it? Chase knows how this goes, and leave.
Yep. Irira does the same bow and kind of escorts you guys out. Back up the stairs. She doesn't speak until you make it all the way up to the big top of the tower, and then turns to all of you with an expression of not holding her breath anymore. Well, that was
interesting.
I must admit, I've not seen her so angry in a long time. I was not certain you would leave that encounter alive. And confess, I am quite happy to be proven wrong.
Does she have a habit of killing her subjects and messengers and others who do her entire nation a service?
Not as such, but as I said, I've only rarely seen her so furious. Asmodeus is a known name here.
An ex?
Oh. Gods, fortunately, no. It's she kind of glances coyly at Olathe. He seems to have had designs on the powers of the Fae Court for some time. what his goals are, it's never been entirely clear, but he has taken changelings, he has corrupted them, and sent them in as agents of his design. In the past, he made efforts to breach the very walls of Arcadia. Unsuccessfully, as far as we're aware.
Huh. I wonder if he flirted with her, too. Maybe that's why she, part of why she's so angry.
She kind of shrugs. I don't know. All I know is whatever feud he has with the court, it began millennia ago. I don't think the court will be overly happy that he is making bold moves at the same time as they are. And
so should we plan on him popping up around this area more?
Perhaps. He's difficult to predict.
Delightful, just what I wanted for Christmas.
I'm not sure that I should say anything, but there are others not too different from our sovereigns, and yet at the same time very different.
A point of clarity. Is there a reason you all settled here? Is there, you know, be as vague as you need to be, but some font of connection or power that just happens to be probably an under her seat or something equally dramatic?
There are many intriguing things in the surrounds that we have discovered, but I believe I had explained it before you joined this group of travelers. The planes are leaking, overlapping, as it were, and our castle simply arrived. And here it is.
It's a fate or luck. Got it.
One of the two, perhaps. But regardless, our court has been in conflict, open and otherwise, with, call it a reflection, a dark one, of itself for, well, since time immemorial. It's not impossible that they could make common cause with one such as Asmodeus.
I really hope they're somewhere in China instead. Okay, after one of Asmodeus's little visits, how long is it generally until he decides to come around again? Weeks? Months? Centuries?
5 centuries? 5 seconds?
I like the first answer more, but
predicting a prince of hell is not an easy option.
No, it's not, but
great.
What I know of him, he does things when he's bored. It's entirely possible that his millennia-long crusade to penetrate, poor choice of words, to breach the defenses of Arcadia is a lark. A way to pass the time because he's immortal and bored? We just aren't sure. But if he does make common cause with enemies of the court, that would be bad. Anyway, I've probably wasted enough of your time and probably said more than I should have. So.
The latter is more apt, probably. But thank you.
She steps forward and does the little double cheek kiss on Olathe.
Returned.
I hope to see all of you again soon. Perhaps.
Hopefully for more joyous occasions.
She grins a little bit and drops her voice a lot. Perhaps in sunnier times. And then winks and heads off down the stairs.
So Tiernan, Olathe.
That went well, right?
I've got 5 quintessence that the queen makes an enemy that's a little too strong to handle before summer. Anybody want those odds? 2-1?
Feels like the enemy is already there, though.
I'm sure she'll find new ones. Garou elders that are friends with similarly complex spirits. Vampire elders that blur the line between god and not mortal, but you know what I mean.
You know, given how much has been popping up around this area, I don't want to take that bet. Although
Artemis
I will admit,
shown up for us, what, 3-4 times now?
There's a small part of me coming around to the idea of just moving the entire town.
Away?
Away.
Look, those mercenaries had a point. I'll take that action, though. I think...
She holds out a hand to shake.
I think she will keep her own dumb enemies.
Make it 3-1 on your own.
Man. We can build that confident about it. That's true. Yeah, sure, why not? I'll just
handshake with me.
Mulch a pile of cars.
Yeah, I'll just mulch a car or two. It'll be fine. But. Obviously, that's not
in your notes, Thomas. I assume those are going in your notes as bets, given you're the focal point of those.
Yeah.
Are we making our way out of town during this, or are we heading to the library first?
Library for sure.
Okay.
I want to bump by and say hi to a dragon. At least I'm trying to make a friend with one of them. I don't know which.
One important note, though. The way she spoke about him. The way she spoke almost sounded like he is younger than her.
As an upstart? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say that about a lady in her own house.
We're just gonna kind of raise an eyebrow back at him like, she's also a lady, and also, she's not necessarily known for not saying shit she shouldn't.
Likely, given that, if the air quotes history or propaganda or whatever it is true, they predate the shit out of just about everything, and
seems like almost every group has outdates everyone else based on their own history.
Well, and a big argument of I'm the oldest and most powerful.
Eventually the worm itself will show up and it'll all be over anyway.
You get tired of hearing the stories, but the Hermetics like to blame themselves for being the first ones that bore mages or whatever. But then the Verbena argue that Lilith was one of theirs, and here we are.
And the Wares pay its
for
Gaia,
thousands of years.
And that's why they predate everything.
Mm-hmm. I personally am just a huge fan of the idea that it's the dragons that were the first mages, but, you know.
That would be the most whimsical and fun one.
I would love the idea that I might just have a little bit of dragon in me and not the plastic kind.
How many times have you had the plastic kind in you?
I've been openly
pansexual.
I've been openly pansexual since we met. It is something I have experimented with, and I'm not ashamed of it.
And you shouldn't be. I shouldn't know if you'd managed to keep track of a number or if it got past that point.
No, I...
This episode of Saga of the Change brought to you in part by...
That dragon. It's probably single digits, but it's not like I was counting.
Look, at the very least, you left Olena and Chase, like, allowed to just talk. Shit was gonna go sideways.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Two people with no filter.
That's true.
Yep.
So she brought you guys back to the big, kind of open top tower, where the dragons sleep, and Plum, the purple dragon, and Sylvine, her rider, are kind of hanging out there as if waiting. Sylvine looks to be very carefully grooming little bits of like scum from out from between the little edges of the dragon's scales. And the dragon is just kind of laid over on its side like a dog getting scritches. Quite comfortable. I am gonna do a meanwhile elsewhere in Middle Earth break here for a moment. Jesse, does Jesse have any particular plans for while they are gone? And I suppose the same for Astoria as well. Because those might be two very separate plans.
Jesse is going to do the Jessiest thing she can do and stop in and see all of her family. She'll probably stop by the Mort Fort on the way out of town to the cabin to see her household.
Okay.
And it's just like stopping in, giving some dramatic Jesse story time about what the hell just happened. Framing it in a way for Caroline that makes it seem exciting and not scary. Explicitly not mentioning the fact that Chase ate people. People were
eating people. Aren't you Catholic?
Shut up. It's not the same. Also, no, not anymore. Jesse,
I mean,
no.
If you have a good enough mage as a priest, it is.
No, Jesse's not Catholic anymore. Jesse's been struggling with her faith. That's like one of her whole fucking themes this game, my guy. No, Jesse's not Catholic
the
anymore.
The rest of them, though.
Probably not.
Also, just want to hear how rambling and like disjointed this story probably is, as Jesse just remembers other parts of it back and has to like backtrack to, yeah, we did this. Oh, and wait, then there was a guy who wanted the music and chased his head.
Yeah, and like, wait, hold on. Wait, rewind a little bit before that. And then
mm-hmm. Get the whiteboard.
1000% chance that Chase said to say hi as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
God, now y'all got me thinking about transubstantiation as a fucking mage rite, and I hate it here.
Yep. I'm glad I could give you that, buddy. I thought you'd already thought of that.
If I had to, about the Mortadello's faith, though, I would assume that when Jesse was claimed by Pernanos, she told them about that, didn't she?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Is Emil ready to convert? The guy who said magic isn't real, idiot, after meeting the entire mage group?
Well, it's been a while since then, so, you know, some crazy shit has happened since
As
then.
I recall, Emil also expressed being pretty, like, the least religious of the squad.
Okay.
Yes.
It's been a while for me.
For several reasons, Emil is the least of the faithful.
Right. He is, God, what's the term? Easter Catholic? I think that's what they call him.
Yeah.
Easter Catholics are fun.
Don't call me out like that. I'm kidding. I just go to church because her family wants us to every now and then.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I always got drugged.
Gonna come back to Jesse in just a second, but Astoria. Any particular plans upon your arrival back in Kirkland?
Just checking in with Astrid and the scouts to see if there's any like movement happening on the borders or anything, and just kind of generally doing some sweeps, and because I mean we've been gone a fair bit recently, so just making sure everything's okay and checking in on things.
Brilliant. Okay. When you go looking for Astrid, you do not find her immediately in town, which is not uncommon. And you are directed into the woods to the north of Kirkland as where to find her. Is that where would you go explicitly to seek her out?
Probably just getting a status check from whoever's in town first, but then yes.
Okay. General status update from the town. Nothing in particular of note has happened since you guys were gone. There has been some pretty intensive work, with the idea of, extending the wall and perhaps upgrading the wall, because there is that whole part of the southern part of town that y'all evacuated and cut off. There's some thought about trying to bring that inside the wall. So they've been kind of surveying that and checking out the houses that are down there, evicting a few squatters that have kind of set up shop in some of those, because those are potential future bandits. And kind of seeing if those houses are still going to be livable. But you head north into the woods. They didn't have much in terms of particular information as to where Astrid was in the woods. All they knew, because they weren't rangers themselves, it was just one of the shopkeepers with that worked for Chase. Basically just said, yeah, the kids are in the woods to the north doing something, not totally sure what, and sent you off that way.
Cool. When we go off, Astoria is going to propose to not propose to Jessica, but like...
Hey, yo?
Propose that they do a little test to see how the kids are doing, and try and move around and see how their listening is, and see if we can try and surprise them.
Okay. All right. So give me a Dex Stealth for sneaking in the woods.
One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't have my PDF up yet.
You're fine. I didn't have Jessica's sheet out either.
Okay. Doria's general plan is probably to be more of a decoy, because Jessica is, you know, the sneaky one.
Mm-hmm.
Three successes for Astoria. And would you like Terran's as well?
Sure.
Five for turn.
Okay. also give me perception alertness from both of them.
What diff?
It's opposed, so just flat diff 6.
3 for Terran.
Okay.
And 5 for Astoria. Ah, little swap skis.
Amazing. Okay. So, you guys make your way into the woods. It is mostly barren. Most of this is deciduous, so it's dropped its leaves and hasn't filled back out because it's not yet spring. Very little snow on the ground here, just kind of in shady patches here and there. So visibility is pretty decent. it's not super easy to hide out here, but it is. There's some thick brush in different places. You get north of the wall and into the woods north of town a decent ways, just kind of looking around. Terran's kind of flitting from tree to tree, giving some like aerial reconnaissance without being particularly obtrusive. He kind of just looks like there's a fucking crow up there. If you don't know who he is, you should kind of probably write him off as any other crow. Once you've gotten north of the river, you kind of hop on the little one of the little bridges and skirt over the Kishwaukee River further into the woods, and kind of get about as far into this patch of woods as you can get. You notice slowly that your position as you move through the woods is being flanked. There is Terran alerts you to the presence of somebody creeping around in the undergrowth directly to the north of you. Jessica gives you a little nudge that there might be somebody off to your left, and you hear the faintest snap of a twig, like a soggy, barely makes a noise when stepped on, but just enough of a snap of twig off to your right.
A grin from Astoria. You said, I'm sorry, maps are braining. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said off to the right, mm-hmm. off to the left. How many total do we have?
3.
3. Cool.
They kind of form like a half moon shape with you, with the three, with the two of you, like, in the bowl.
Okay. Cool. Gonna direct Terran to go around back of one of them. Astoria. is going to see how can I. We'll do a little magic about it. I am going to do a can I do this? I don't have forces. But I do have matter.
Okay.
And what I would like to do is implement a chameleon skin that is basically using my skin. With life magic.
Okay.
And then the matter is just to simply transmit that over to my clothes. So basically make them not quite like, not invisible, because I don't want to be like naked, but right. like using that to kind of attach that to the life magic. Okay. with the intention of slipping away and flanking back around.
Okay.
And that is 3 successes.
Excellent. And Jessica, for her part, goes invisible next to you. Just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So Taryn, sending back information about what he's seeing as he goes, basically, shows one of the rangers that you recognize as Felipe, kind of slowly and respectably quietly, other than that one slip up, making his way around the underbrush. You notice he's got his bow in his hand, but not an arrow knocked on it. As if he is moving to get a good angle on where Astoria was before turning invisible. Taryn has basically taken a position in a tree branch just behind him, looking down at him.
Okay. Okay, so we've got one pinned, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, assuming, is going after another one of them.
Yeah, she is moving off to the left.
Okay, and I will go the other direction.
Okay, like up the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty quickly, you find yourself within a few paces of Astrid, who also has her bow out, but no arrow knocked, and is moving quieter than Felipe. Like, anybody other than Taryn probably doesn't catch her as she's moving through the undergrowth, but she definitely doesn't spot you. And you hear a faint whistle, and recognize it as one of the little bird signs that the rangers have been developing. From off to the left, and you recognize it as the lost contact signal. So one of the other rangers, probably the one, assumably the one that is facing Jessica, is reporting in to Astrid that they have lost track of Jessica. But Astrid gives no sign of knowing that you're there.
Okay. Cool. Astoria is going to take out her knife, still sheathed. She's holding the knife and the sheath. So there's no blade showing.
Right.
And sneak up behind Astrid. To do a little gotcha dead kind of thing.
Okay.
And I am going to drop the dice. Do that with 4 successes of dexterity.
Okay. Close but no cigar, Astrid. she does not detect your presence until you pretty much have her. And there is a quick squeak and a oh shit. And
yep.
Then
dead little sister.
She goes to kind of do the maneuver where you tuck back into somebody that's grabbed you from behind and try to dip them over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Stops when she realize when she hears your voice. Yeah, you got me. We heard you coming and we thought we could get the jump on you. A little sneak, but damn it. Magic, man.
You got way closer than last time.
Yeah.
Gotta figure out a way to work around that next time.
Noted.
Think about it. Come back to me later.
We'll work on it. And off in the distance, you just hear, El Diablo! El Diablo! As Taryn has decided to drop out of the tree and jump scare Felipe, who comes crashing through the undergrowth, looking behind him and basically just barrels into both of you. Because he's looking behind him and not at where the fuck he's running. Oh shit, I hate that bird. Fuck! Oh, I think I shit myself. Hey, Astoria.
Nice try. Everything going okay out here otherwise?
We might have something to show you. And then off in the distance, you hear another followed a couple moments later by a seemingly slightly bruised-assed Megan walking over to you guys with a shit-eating grin Jessica walking next to her. Just kind of patting her on the shoulder like, yeah, you tried, kid. And Astrid reaches into her pack and pulls out a notebook with like a folded up paper map of the area in the notebook. Okay. And she starts pointing at little like red stars in kind of a semicircle pattern all across like the north part of the town, or like the not the town itself, but the northern north of the town. Okay, so we've been doing, like, you know, like our usual ranger scouting thing. We've gotten pretty good at keeping our own tracks down. You know, wiping out the forest sign behind us as we go. And most of the other, like hunters that come out here to hunt, kind of do the same, or at least follow mostly the same game trails so we know where they're going. But we've been taking notes. And more often we're finding people footprints out here that we can't account for. And they seem to come down from the north, kind of poke around north of town, and then go back north. We haven't followed them too far. We didn't want to get that far. We followed them. She kind of taps on the map. We followed them about as far as this Cherry Valley Road here, a couple miles. But they seem to go farther than that. And there's been a couple of spots where it looks like they like climbed trees, maybe to get a better view of the town, and then they were gone again. We're not sure what that's about, but we're not real comfortable with it. We keep hoping to catch one of them in the act, and we haven't yet.
Hang on, let me make a phone call. Ayo, Jesse.
How are you calling Jesse?
Do we have, little phone call charm still? Are those things that are still being made?
I don't think Naomi is around often anymore, right?
Yeah, Latha'd be able to make
Jesse doesn't make them.
Oh, Latha would.
make the like small portal ones probably, but I don't know that we've actually had her roll any out.
Yeah, I don't know that
we haven't had much. We didn't really have much chance.
Okay.
Or after realizing that, like, I would probably have probably at some point make it a priority. If you're okay with retconning a couple of those in during the morning before, since Olathe sleeps less than everyone else, I can make
her. Never mind. I'll send Taryn. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to send Taryn real quick to Jesse.
Does Jessica have correspondence?
She does not.
Oh.
She had a couple of dots in data, but that's.
Okay. Yeah. That tracks.
Okay.
Taryn's going to show up to Jesse, however long it takes him to find her. And you're going to get ring, 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 ring.
Yeah, Jesse, you are basically like just stepping into the clearing around the cabin when there's a large familiar crow orbiting your head going ring, 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 ring.
Oh, shit. Oh, what up?
Ring, 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 ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Am I supposed to go with you or you got a message? Can you do that?
He is telepathic. If you accept the link.
Oh, yeah.
You'll basically get a very short crow, kind of crow pictures format of like Astoria out in the woods. The tracks that like, hey, there's tracks out in the woods. Hey, question mark ping, look at tracks, question mark ping other people. And then like a yes, can help.
Jessie's gonna groan. And then she's gonna sigh, probably. And then tell Taryn, yeah, give me a second. Can I get home and take my shoes off first?
Barefoot, barefoot, barefoot.
Okay.
God damn it. Grippers, grippers, grippers.
Oh, Jesus. 0 days since.
0 days.
Hold on, somebody drop the emoji, please.
I'm doing it.
Hands are on dice. My fucking... I got my nails done, and now I can't open my dice box.
That's devastating.
That's awful.
Yeah, I'm having a... Okay, I have to get them for dice.
Gonna have to undo them.
Yeah, I did my nails the other day, and they were so pretty and nice, and then we did a lot of garden work, and it was awful.
Okay. So I'm rolling some magic about it. Let's see. Sparkly dice, fishy dice. Where's my other fishy dice? There we go. Okay, we got a fire, we got a sparkly, and we got two fish. Let's fucking go.
Double fished up on a Monday afternoon, gorgeous.
Four successes for being double fished up.
Okay.
And we're going to do a time correspondence entropy to get as much of the area in like a drone level surveillance kind of way. And get a playback of the time that they've been gone.
Okay. So, Jesse, you get some interesting information. The tracks basically correspond to a group of people that have been over the course of the last month or so, possibly a little longer. The rewind effect kind of cuts off around that time, but it looks like it may have gone back farther. In dribs and drabs at irregular times, not like making noticeable patterns, not visiting the same place twice in a row, not going back the same way they came down. But very regularly coming down, checking out the perimeter of Kirkland, or even just someone sitting in a tree, watching for an hour or so, and then making their way back north. They take any number of dozens of different little routes to go back. Some cutting way to the west through the woods that Olathe's tribe lived in at one point. Some going way east, some going north, some even circling all the way around Kirkland to the south and then finding another way back. But they all seem to converge down to the general area of Belvedere. The fairly large town to the north of you guys, that is east of Rockford. You guys skirted the edge of it on your way north to deal with the Nafandi. You went past it, circled to the east, and that was where you ended up spending the night in the snowstorm where you encountered the weird weaver spirit that tried to put everyone to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You encountered him because you skirted around Belvedere. And I will remind you, just for the sake of not being a dick, Jesse did a little bit of reconnaissance of Belvedere back when that happened. And the reason that Jesse did that, or I guess what Jesse discovered while doing that reconnaissance that led you guys to avoid it, was finding out that Belvedere was not very friendly. They were very suspicious of outsiders, were not really letting people in who needed help, not really giving any aid to their surroundings, and may or may not have been engaged in a little bit of light banditry. But the folks that have been keeping an eye on Kirkland seem to all be coming from there.
Shit. Okay. How mind linked up is Jesse to Taryn right now? How much of that does she need to relay vocally?
Banjo? I think it's just telepathic talking, right? It's, like if she talks out loud, he can relay it to
that
Doria.
Okay, so as she comes to, it's gonna be like with a shit as her eyes like uncloud.
Shit.
Fucking recon from up north have purposefully taken different routes every time.
Not good. Not good. Not good.
No, it's not good. They're from... Is that Belvedere or Velvedere?
With a B.
Belvedere. Okay, yeah. From Belvedere, looks like. They come in different directions and never take the same trail twice, but they always come in from there.
Same people?
It looks to be about 20 people. Very, spread out. Sometimes there's two or three, but usually it's singles. Easier to hide your traces that way. But it does seem to be the same group. You do detect a couple of the same people coming back more than once.
Team of 20 rotating.
Armed?
Armed.
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately. What did they have?
Smattering of weapons, mostly hunting bows from before the change, axes, machetes, hatchets, You don't see, at least at this point, you do not see any, like, weapons that seem like they were manufactured after the change.
Okay, so...
You don't see any swords, you don't see any what would now be modern constructed weapons, other than, like, the spears, which look to be pretty makeshift jobs.
It looks like, yeah, they're armed, but it's mostly just shit that they found looting, I think.
Magic?
Nothing obvious. But I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't looking.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, be safe. Damn. Are there any out there right now that Jesse would have seen during that playthrough?
No.
Okay. Use guys are clear right now, but keep an eye out in case any of them come back. When was the last time that one was in the forest?
2 days ago.
Okay. They left around 2 days ago.
Will do. And
Jesse goes inside.
Yeah, Karen's gonna ruffle his feathers and kind of like look at her expectantly. If there's nothing else, he's gonna fly back off.
Yeah, she doesn't even have a treat. She sucks.
She sucks. She should have a pocket full of peanuts at all times.
Rude.
Yay, she sucks. Man. She sucks.
Cool. And Taryn's going to fly back to Astoria, who was paying attention throughout that. So she got the gist of everything. Upon Taryn arriving back, slash kind of during the walk back, Astoria is going to relay what she found out to Astrid and Jessica and the Rangers.
Well, that doesn't sound great. That kind of sounds like they're doing Jason a lot joined. Of the techniques that we do to not be spotted. That's... Yeah. Okay. Shit. Well, I guess, question.
Answer?
We've been actively trying to catch one of these people? What do we do if we do catch one of these people? Do we shoot them? My love, I think you're muted. Emmy, I believe you're muted.
Thank you. Let's hold off for now. Just if you see them, note what they're doing. I'm going to talk to the rest of the group and see if we can do a little bit more recon here and see what they're looking for, see if we can figure anything else out. For now, don't engage. Just stay back and keep an eye on them.
Okay. Strictly reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance. If they start making moves or attacking, you go to the town council, get them involved. They should be able to rally the militia, but do not engage by yourself.
Okay. Got it. We have a little outpost up here. There's two more of our people back that way. So we're gonna, I guess, go tell them what's up. Thanks, sis.
Anytime?
Quick hug. And then, rallies her dudes and heads back towards their little camp.
Cool. We're gonna exit the forest.
Okay.
Actually, before we exit the forest, probably just do a quick sweep with, like, Primovision and see if there has been any magic being done in the forest that Jesse may not have been able to see with just the core vision up.
Okay, go for it.
Just core vision, 3 successes. Sorry, not core vision, prime vision.
Prime vision.
Yeah.